Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Zvachim Daf Kuf. We are holding around 11 lines off the top of the Amud. Abaye. Abaye Omer Lekash. Abaye is coming to answer the question that we asked yesterday. You see, in one place, Rabbi Shimon says that even an Oinein, a fellow who unfortunately lost a close family member, he can still send in that Karban Pesach for Hakrava, which he will, of course, consume tonight, the night after. Whereas in the other Brisa, it says, no, an Oinein may not send a Karban Pesach for Hakrava. He's an Oinein. He's not meant to be involved in Karbanis at this point. How do we reconcile? How do we resolve this apparent contradiction? We had several suggestions yesterday. Says Abaye, listen to this. Of course, Rabbi Shimon holds Aninus Laila Derabbanan, which means to say that Minat Torah, the Oinein status only applies on the day of. The day of Misa, the day of death. The following night is only Midrabbanan. That's the first premise you meant to know. Rav Shimon says, Aninus Laila Derabbanan. Now here comes the answer. Abaye Amar Lo Kasha, let me explain to you. Let me resolve this apparent contradiction. We're talking about two different scenarios. Kan, when the Braisa says, an Oinein may not send a Korban Pesach for Hakrova. You know what happened? Shemeis Koidim Chatzois. The occurrence occurred before Chatzois. That's when the fellow died. Before the time of Korban Pesach even arrived, the Zman Pesach is only from Chatzois onward. He died before Chatzois on Erev Pesach. So that sort of preempts his Korban Pesach. It precedes it and blocks it. Kan, whereas the Mishnah Meseches Pesachim, which says otherwise, an Oinein can even eat his Korban Pesach at night, can send it in during the day, no problem. Shemeis Lachar Chatzos. It's speaking that the Misa occurred after Chatzos. So what's the difference? The Gemara explains itself. Look, Koidim Chatzos. The Misa was before Chatzos. Dili Ichse Le Pesach, when he was not yet fit for Korban Pesach, right? There was not yet time for Pesach. Chaylo Olei Aninus. So the Aninus status gets its foot in the door and preempts the Korban Pesach from happening. So that's it, he's out. As opposed to Achar Chatzos. If death occurred only after Chatzos, after the Zman Chatzos has already begun, the Ichse LePesach, that he was already Roy, he was already obligated, he was already enabled for Korban Pesach. So that came before the Aninus status. Loi chaylo alei aninus. At this point, we see aninus sort of takes a back seat, and he can send in the korban and even eat that korban tonight. And I'll even prove to you that this distinction is valid. This difference between before chatzos or after chatzos. Okay, unat hemlo deshani loi. So how do we know that in fact this Chiluk, this distinction is correct, is valid. That there should be any difference between Koidim Chatzois, between Achar Chatzois, whether he died before or after Chatzois. This time you have a Braisa, which discusses the halacha where a Koin is not meant to become Tamei to an ordinary mace, right? But what about a close relative, a sister, etc.? Lo Yitamo. Yep. He should be involved in burying the Kari. Mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to do so. It's not just an option. There's a mitzvah, there's an obligation to be physically involved and tending to the burial of his close relatives. And notwithstanding the fact that he's Tamei. You know, not despite the fact that it makes him, he's meant to do it. Loi Rotzeh, let's say he refuses to be involved. Mitamei Yosef Baal Karcha. We say, go ahead, we force him. Umasa. There's a story. Yosef HaKoyen. She may say, Ishtab Erev Pesach, his own wife died, Erev Pesach. And he said, okay, Baruch Dayanam, I don't want to be involved in the Kavura because, well, the Ratzali Tami. He doesn't want to lose the Karim Pesach opportunity. Ve'nimnu Echa v'Kayhanam v'timu v'Al-Karchai, v'Al-Karchai and the Kayhanam prevailed on him and they forced him to be involved and become a Tami. Okay, so in this brisa we learned that even an Oinein, certainly he's an Oinein, right? Who thought that he can get away with it, you know, and do the Karban Pesach? No. They forced him to be involved in the Tumah, and he lost that Karban Pesach opportunity at this point. Okay, so what do we see from this brisa? That an Oinein does not partake in Karban Pesach. Here comes a brisa which seems to say just the opposite. We speak about a nazir, right? Who likewise is meant to guard himself from tuma, even from close relatives. So don't get involved in mother, father, brother, sister who passed away. Don't. Why mention sister? Once we know that you can't even get involved in mother or father's burial, certainly the sister, matamolim. What's the point of v'lachoyse matamolim? The answer is the Torah is coming to point out that, yeah, ordinarily he doesn't get involved in his relative's burial when he's a nazir. But let's say it's an unattended mace, what we call a mace mitzvah, with nobody to care for it. So even if he's a man of the highest degree of Kedusha, he's a Nazir, even a Kohen Gadol, even he's on the way to do a Karban Pesach, etc. If it's a Meis Mitzvah, you're in. So that's the point of, you know, listing La'aviv, Limoy, La'achav, La'achoyse, to tell you, under ordinary circumstances, keep away. Right? Hari Shehalach. So Nazir is on the way to it's on Erev Pesach, Lishchat Es Pischa, to take care of his Karban Pesach. And or to do Mila on his son, which would enable him to bring a Karban Pesach. First he has to take care of the Mila of his children to be able to bring a Karban Pesach. So he's on the way to prepare his Karban Pesach and facilitate it, and Vishama Shemes Lemes, he suddenly gets news that one of his relatives passed away. Yochel, Yitama, perhaps he should go ahead and become Tame and take care of the mace at the expense of everything else. Amr's Layitama. The answer is no, of course not. Right? But Yachel Kishem Shalayitama Lachayse. Perhaps just as he avoids becoming Tame to a sister and other relatives. Kach Ein Mitame, Meis Mitzvah. Likewise, you should not even do so regarding a Meis Mitzvah. Tama Layma, no, that's an exception. Vilachayse tells you. Ordinary cases, no. But exceptional cases, yes. La'achayse hu deini matame. You can't become a tummy to a sister of a matame le'meis mitzvah, yes to a meis mitzvah. So clearly, in this brisa we learn that even if he's faced with a tragic circumstance of a close relative who passed away, which makes him an oinein. So if it's a regular meis, not a meis mitzvah, he's not meant to become tummy. He's meant to go to his Karban Pesach. And in the previous brisa we learn otherwise. Yisav HaKohen's wife's passed away. He gave up Karban Pesach. How do we reconcile this apparent contradiction? Oh, it must be a question of timing. Depends if it happened before Chatzos, then he's out. If it happened after Chatzos, once the Karban Pesach, you know, procedure has sort of been activated, the Zman has already landed on him, that comes first. Lashma, no, apparently we learn from here. Kan Koidim Chatzos. The first brisa, which says, no Karban Pesach for you, Mr. Einen, is when the tragedy occurred before Chatzos, so it preempted the Karban Pesach. Kanach HaChatzos, the second brisa speaking about that happened after Chatzos. Chatzos already landed, the Karban Pesach already arrived, so to speak. And that overrides the Aninus. So there's your distinction, as per Abaye's presentation. Oh, not so quick, says the Gemara, how do we know? Now that's the factor at play. Perhaps, in the first case, with the story of Yosef HaKohen, the reason why he did not do the Karban Pesach wasn't related to timing and the fact that the Aninus came first. No, Dilma, Loyla Memeloch, Idividach Chatzos, perhaps both discussions, both prices, relate to a Misa that occurred after Chatzos. So how do you explain the difference between the two prices? The second price, which says, do the Pesach and not become Tamid, Rabbi Shmuel, it's going like Rabbi Shmuel, who says, look, it's not an obligation, it's not a achiv, it's not a mitzvah for him to become Tamid, so I prefer the Pesach. Rabbi Shmuel, right? Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, whereas the first price, which says, no carbon Pesach for you, Mr. Einin, it's going like Rabbi Kiva, who says, irrespective of when it happened, for Eftach Hatzayis, there's a mitzvah, there's a chiv to take care of the kvura of his wife. So that's the reason why he's going to lose out on the Karban Pesach opportunity, because he becomes tamei. Very simple, straightforward problem. So again, Vara Bishmo, Vara Rekiva, the son, as we find in the Braisa, the pasuk speaks about the kohen getting involved in the Tumas Meis for a relative, Lohi Tama, there are two ways to learn. You can say it's optional, Rishos, you can do it. Divrei, that's Rabbi Shmuel Shita, as per the second Braisa. Rabbi Kiva Mechayev, Rabbi Kiva says, no, he has to do it. Okay, so that's why Yosef HaKoyin could not bring a Korban Pesach. Well, you can't really say that, says the Gemara. This arrangement that you're suggesting, that in fact the second Braisa is like Rabbi Shmuel, and there goes our whole, pre or post Chatzos distinction. No, it's not going to work. Let's not go that. You can't say that. Why? Because clearly in that second brayse that we find, guess whose name? Rabbi Kiva. So it's not going to work with your arrangement. The reisha that Rabbi Kiva can tell, because you look at the first part of that brayse, which we haven't yet quoted. So it's part A of brayse B. The reisha that Rabbi Kiva can tell. So Rabbi Kiva speaking to Sanya. Kiva Omer goes into the whole discussion, and clearly through Kiva speaking, so it's not going to be consistent with your arrangement. Kiva Omer, so it's the Nazir. The Nazir is meant to guard himself from Tuma. It says, don't get involved. Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavoi, right? Aviv Li Imoi, Lachiv Lachoisoi. Don't get involved in their Tuma. The word Nefesh tells you, Elor HaKroivim. Keep away from Tuma of even close relatives. Umeis, the word Meis, Elor HaKoikim, non relatives. So either way, Mr. Nazir, keep away. The word La'aviv is telling you? Yeah. Ordinarily, he can't allow himself to become tummy to take care of his father's burial. But that's, again, under regular circumstances. La'aviv ain't even tummy. But the point of the pasuk is to teach that if it's a meis mitzvah, then he could. Avol mitami hu meis mitzvah. The word La'ima is coming to tell you? That, again, only mother, not but a meis mitzvah, is allowed even under extraordinary circumstances. Let's say he's haya kohen vu nazir. He's a nazir and also a kohen, so he has a double layer of kedusha. Still, you should know that a meis mitzvah he's okay to be, to get involved with. Li'imo yehudeni mitame, he can't become tami to a mother under regular circumstances. Aval mitame hu meis mitzvah, yes, a meis mitzvah. The word la'achiv again is teaching us another twist to the salacha, to the heter of meis mitzvah. Shema ya kain gadol hu nazir. It says nazir is not only a nazir and a kain, but even a kain gadol, a higher level. Nevertheless, meis mitzvah he has a green light for. La'achiv udeni matamai, av matamai meis mitzvah. What about v'la'achoisei? What's that for? Matamalei, what's that teaching us? That even if the meis mitzvah comes at the expense of a karban pesach, or, right? Harei she'olach lishchades pischoi, v'lam espanoi, on the way to do the karban pesach, take care of the meal of his son, v'shama shemes lemes, you heard about a tragedy. Yochel Yitama, perhaps you should go take care of them. No, honestly, Yitama, the answer is don't. Yochel Kishem Shein Yitama Lachoyse, perhaps, just as he can't get involved in burying his sister or another relative. What about a Meis Mitzvah? Which in this case has very severe consequences. He's a Kohen Gadol, he's a Nazir, he's going to lose his Pesach, etc. Yochel Kishem Shein Yitama Lachoyse, Kachin Yitama Meis Mitzvah. Perhaps just as sister no, likewise Meis Mitzvah no, as well. Tamaloymar, but Lachoyse comes Lachoyse and says no, Meis Mitzvah is different. Lachoyse ulo yitame, avu yitame hu Meis Mitzvah, sister not, but Meis Mitzvah yes. Okay, so clearly it's Rabbi Akiva speaking in this brisa. This is part of that same brisa that was brought earlier. That was the second brisa there, where we learned that if it's a choice between becoming tummy for a relative or bringing the Karban Pesach, you bring in the Karban Pesach. That takes priority. And this is despite the fact that it's Rabbi Akiva speaking, who typically says that it's a chayva. One is obligated to assist in his his relative's burial. Right? Nevertheless, we say, no, when it comes to Karban Pesach, it's a choice between one or the other. Raisa clearly says, Karban Pesach takes priority. He maintains his purity and sends in his Karban Pesach. How do we explain that? Because in the first brisa, right, we said otherwise. The story with Yosef HaKohen with his wife, they forced him to become tamei at the expense of the Karban Pesach. So that was an outright contradiction. Apparently, the answer is depends on the exact timing, right? As we had said, before Chatzos or after Chatzos. The story with Yosef HaKohen is speaking that the misa occurred before Chatzos, that preempted the arrival of the Karban Pesach. So that takes priority. No Karban Pesach for him this year. At least Pesach Rishon, right? Versus the second brisa, which says Karban Pesach takes priority, speaking that the misa only occurred after Chatzos, after the Zman Pesach started. Okay, so in that case, Karban Pesach comes first. In accordance with Abaye's formula. Okay, so we actually substantiated his formula. We thought we had a raya, we sort of negated it, but then we came right back and reinstated it. Rav Amar. Okay, back to our original question. That apparent, inconsistency within Rav Shimon. Here we say the name of Rav Shimon, that an oinin can send in the Karban Pesach and eat it. And there we say, he doesn't. Rav Amar, both cases are speaking the tragedy occurred after Chatzos. And the difference is like this. Ulikash. Ulikash. Kan. Koidem. Sheshachtu. Bizarku olav. When the Brisa says that there is a red light, he can't proceed. Is speaking that they didn't do it yet. They didn't do the shechita or the zrika on this Karban Pesach on behalf of the oinin. So he's locked out. So even if it happened after Chatzos, it doesn't matter. He's an oinin, he's locked out. Because the Torah doesn't allow an oinin who is in a distressed state to be involved in a karban. The other Khan, the other Mishnah, which says that he can proceed and can even eat the Karban Pesach, la'achar sheshachtu v'zarku olav, speaking that it's after the fact, he already did it. Okay? So what happened was that the akrava already happened, and then he became an oinin. Right? So, the carbon is kosher. And he can go ahead and eat it tonight. Ask the Gemara, Amale, Rav Ada bar Masnal Rav. I don't understand. Fine, let's say the carbon was already offered. But eating is a whole, totally new realm. Who says he can eat? Who says he can partake the following night? I mean, is an oinin, even though it's no longer the day of, it's only the following night, so it's oinin aninis laila, it's also awesome in the rabban, like any other carbon that he shouldn't be eating that night. Only Rav Ada bar Masnal Rav, achar sheshachtu v'zarku es domai. If the shechit and the zrik already occurred, my dava hava, done is done. Which means to say, in other words, he has already fulfilled his obligation. There are two separate, aspects to a carbon pesach. There's the offering, the shechit and the zrik, which is the, primary obligation. You have the eating of the Karban Pesach. He can't consume it. He still has fulfilled his mitzvah. So why are we giving him that green light to eat it? Amali Ravina. So this was Rav Ada Ramasna asking Rava. And Ravina sort of interjected. He said, Let me give you the answer. Amalei Ravina. Achilas Psachim Ma'akva. Actually, it's very important. In fact, it's very critical to actually sit down and consume the Korban Pesach. It's part and parcel of the actual mitzvah. The primary objective in bringing a Korban Pesach is to eat it. Mid the Rabbah Bar Rav Huna, as we're going to see later, the name of Rabbah Rav Huna, that in fact, if one failed to eat the Korban Pesach, he has not fulfilled his obligation. So he's liable to kares for neglecting the Korban Pesach. So basically, once the Korban Pesach is already on track, you have to finish it. And they allowed him to eat the Korban Pesach and did away with their halacha of aninus laila in this type of case. Omalei So Rava responded to his petitioner, to Rav Ada Bar Masna, who had asked this question, which was answered now by Ravina. He says, listen closely to what Ravina is telling you. He's right on. Amalei Tzayis, my Dekam Melech Rabach, listen closely to what your Rebbe is telling you. It was a good answer. Ask the Gemara, okay, my Rabba Bar Huna, where do we find this Chiddush from Rabba Bar Huna that the Achila of the Korban Pesach, in fact, is critical and is Miyakiv? Okay, so now we get into the whole discussion, which will lead us to that destination. This Sunday we have a brisa as follows, which will have its own internal apparent contradiction, which will have to be resolved using this concept of achilas psachim mi'akva. So, but before we proceed, we have let's just tie it up. We had a stira within Reb Shimon. Can Oinin bring a Korban Pesach? Yes, no. We had several answers yesterday, and today we have Abaye. Well, it depends if the Emisa occurred before Chatzois, then he's okay for it, or after Chatzois, it's too bad, too late. Rava says, well, it all depends whether the Korban had already been offered before the Emisa or not, and it's based on the idea of Achilas Pesachim Me'akva. So if it's already offered, and then the Emisa happened, you can go ahead and eat it tonight, because it's so important to eat it. The Sanya. Here's the price. Yom Shmua. Okay, so the fellow got word that his close relative passed away. Passed away a while ago. You know, within 30 days, Rashi says. Okay, so it's relatively recent, but it's not the day of. It's just he was just informed today. What's his status? Ki Yom Kvura l'mitzvah Shiva v'Shloshim. It's treated like the day of burial, regarding counting the Shiva or the Shloshim. It all starts from today. With Achilas Pesach, now regarding his ability to eat the Korban Pesach, it's different. Since he wasn't actually buried today, it was just the Yom HaShmua, so it's sort of a notch lower. Kiyayim Likut Atzamis. Likut Atzamis is when they used to recollect the bones of their relatives to reinter them. So that, since it isn't really the primary burial, wasn't really the Yom Kvura. So it doesn't spill over into the following night. Yom Kvura does spill over to the following night with the Rabbana, but not the Yom Likut Atzomis. It's not considered like an actual burial. So regarding the Oinin eating a Korban Pesach, we come easy on him regarding that point, because we don't want him to lose the Korban Pesach opportunity. So we say, look, even though it's a Yom Shmua, which has an aspect of Yom Kippur regarding, counting Shiva and Shloshim, but it's considered a level down regarding Achilas Korban Pesach, which means that he could eat tonight. Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh. Now, Echad Zeh V'Echad Zeh means like this. Whether it's the Yom Likud Atzamis, which is sort of a secondary burial, or the actual Yom Kippur, which is the primary burial, either way, it never affects his ability to eat Korbanos the following night. Jump to the mikvah, and tonight you could have your korbanos. Now, this seems to be inherently contradictory. Because now we're saying that even Yom Kivura does not carry over to the following night regarding korbanos. And a second ago we said that typically Yom Kivura does carry over regarding korbanos. It's just that for Pesach, we sort of don't count it like a Yom Kivura, but typically Yom Kivura does carry over into the following night. Hogav Akashi, we have Akashi within this price. Amris, initially we say, Yom Shmok Yom Kivura. The Yom Shmok, when he found out, is treated like Yom Kivura regarding the mitzvah Shiva Vishloshim. V'lachilas Pesachim, regarding the ability to eat the Korban Pesach, no, we downgrade it. K'shem Nekudat Samois, we don't treat the Yom Shmua like Yom Kivura, because the Yom Kivura itself would spill over to the following night and preempt it from eating the Korban Pesach. We treat it like Yom Nekudat Samois, which is not really Yom Kivura, and doesn't affect the following night. But clearly, a real Yom Kivura does affect the night after Machlal, apparently, the Yom Kivura, the actual Yom Kivura, if it were so, I feel that Erev Nami Lo'achli can eat even a Karim Pesach on the following night. Voda Tani, a minute later you tell me, no, whether it's just Likud Atzamos or whether it's really Yom Kivura, no problem. It doesn't spill over into the night. Toivil Vo'ichel, B'kachim, can have his kachim tonight later. How does this work? Amar Rav Chisda Tanoi. The two parts of the Braisa were taught by different Tannaim, who disagreed regarding the status of Yom Kippurah. Now, all agree that Yom Misa itself carries over to the night, but Yom Kippurah, which isn't really Yom Misa, he died a day earlier and buried a day later, so then we have a Shaila. Whether it spills over into the night or not, one Tana says yes, you can't eat Karbanos, other says no, it's okay. That's the first teretz. Rabba Bar Rav Huna Amar, he gives another, provides another solution. Lekash, here's your answer. Kan, it really depends. If it's the night after, then he can have karbanis. So let's say he was buried Erev Pesach, and now it's already, the Seder night. Okay, he can have his karbanis. But if the burial occurred, right, the burial occurred today, tonight, it's okay. But if the burial occurred, the kvura occurred tonight after Shkia, so now is the Yom HaKvura. It's not the night after. This is the time of kvura. No karbanis to be eaten at this point. So that's his answer. Khan, when the Braisa says that the Yom HaKvura does not cover the night after, Sheshama Shmu Al Meisa Yusamach L'Shkia Sachama. Speaking that everything happened before sunset. He heard about it before sunset. That's the one case we spoke about. V'chein sheliktu le'atzomis samach l'shkia sachama. Likewise, look at that. Atzomis occurred at that point, or in the case of actual kvura, we're also speaking that it happened before sunset, during daytime. V'chein shemes le'meis ukvarei samach l'shkia sachama. He died and was buried erev Pesach before shkia. So the actual yom ended at shkia. So of course, in that case, yom kvura ends right there and does not spill over. It can, but the other part of the Braisa, which says that, oh, the night after Kvura is still forbidden, La'achash Kesacham. We're speaking that the Kvura only happened afterwards, after sunset. So this is the actual Yom Kvura, totally different story. Then he cannot eat Kach. Ask the Gemara. Fine. That explains, that answers the contradiction regarding the status of the night after Yom Kippur. But the Braisa does mention that, this only applies to, real Yom Kippur, right? But not on a day which he only did Likud Atzamos, which wasn't really a proper Kippur, just a secondary, a reinterment. So regarding Karban Pesach, we say, you know what? That if it's if it would be the day of Likud Atzamos, he can actually eat the Karban Pesach, right? So the question is, why could he eat the Karban Pesach? Look, the Karban Pesach had already been offered today. You don't bring the Karban Pesach at night after Shkia. It was done earlier today. So why should we allow him to eat the Karban Pesach at this point? We're learning that that these things occurred after Shkia. Right? The Rashi says you can eat the Karban Pesach and in a case where Likud Atzamos occurred after Shkia. Why? Whatever happened, meaning the Karban Pesach had already been offered today, it's done. He fulfilled his obligation. Why should we allow him to do it? Just like you can't eat other karbanos, why should we give him a green light for the carbon pen? Why should we make an exception? Oh, alashmamino. Apparently, we learn from here that consumption of a carbon pesach is so critical to the process and required for the fulfillment of the carbon pesach obligation and mitzvah. Otherwise, he's liable to kares. He hasn't completed the carbon pesach process. So in this case, Chacham say, you know what? In the face of kares, carbon pesach, we let him go. Okay, so this was Rabbi Baruch Huna speaking, right? Now we have a source, we have a reference to this point of Korban Pesach, the Achila Korban Pesach is Me'akev, as we had said earlier. Rav Ashi Amar, he says, well, what do we need this whole... I have a very simple answer to your question. Let's go back to the Braisa. We seem to have a contradiction. It's not a contradiction at all. So on one hand, the Braisa says, on the Yom HaKvura, right, he's an Oinein, and the following night as well. But then the Braisa concluded, whether it's this or that, which we thought to mean, Yom Kvura or Yom Likud, the following night is okay. No, Rav Ashi Amar Maya Echadzev Echadzev, when the Braisa says this or that, it didn't mean like you thought. El Achikam, it means like this. It wasn't referring to Yom Kvura at all. Echad Yom Shmua, Vechad Yom Likud. The Braisa spoke about the day that he heard about the news, or the day that he was Malakat that summer. Those days don't carry over into the night. But Yom Kvura, which is a more severe experience, of course does. So those don't. But not Yom Kippur. And the Gemara sort of negates this answer. No, it's incorrect. Based on the, you know, the if you take a look, if you analyze the exact wording of the Braisa, it seems that this approach is incorrect. This answer of Ashi, Bedusahi, is incorrect. Michti Allah Koi, look. The Braisa already talked about Yom Shmua and Yom Likud. So, if it's just referring to that, it would say zeh v'zeh, this and that. Not with this whole elaborate presentation of echodzeh ve'echodzeh, which sounds like it's going on, you know, some sort of broader equation. Zeh v'zeh v'boileh, it should have simply said this or that. The fact that it goes out and says echodzeh ve'echodzeh sounds like it's going further out than relating to the, you know, different types of elishma mino bedusi. Apparently it's going on the Yom Kivura, and Yom Likudat Samois, right? The Yom Kippur, which was sort of referenced in a hinting fashion in the first part of Brayis, it's going back to that to tell you that even Yom Kippur does not spill over into the night, and that sort of triggered the contradiction, the inconsistency, which required us to answer one of two ways: either it's Machlekes Tanoim, or one is before Shkia, one is after Shkia, as we had explained. Now, let's go back to the first teretz, Machlekes Tanoim. What is Machlekes Tanoim about? Whether the Yom HaKvura affects the night after. Whether it's an Oinen on the night after Yom Kvura. Where do we find that Machlekes Tanoim? Umay Tanoim. The Sani Baba Braisa, Ad Masa Misa Inin Olav. So a relative died. Until what point is the Oval going to be an Oinen which prevents him from eating karbonis, kol hayom, throughout that day, and no more. Rabbi Omer calls mashal nigbar. As long as it's still pre-burial. As soon as it's buried, as soon as he's buried, no more oinim. May I ask you, now, what are we talking about? When was the misa? Today or yesterday? Ilay may be a misa, if the day is yom misa as well. So it's Sunday, right? He died Sunday, and the kvura was on Sunday, 5 o'clock. So according to Tanakam, it seems like Oinen stops at sunset, and according to Rebbe, even earlier at 5 o'clock. Really? Mi'ika the less late to Yom Misa, the toughest late limit Rabbanon? Is there anybody in the world that doesn't hold that the night after Yom Misa is included? Gets sort of attached to the previous day? He's still an Oinen, of course. Vesu further, Rebbe, Oinen calls Mashal Nigbar. Rebbe seems to say that it doesn't even last to the end of the day. It's only until Kvura. Ha Kvara ish terilei? So once he does Kvura, he's mutter? Umiikot leslei? Is anybody in the world that doesn't hold of the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Vachrisa keimar. And we learn from here that the most bitter day, the yeimar, the day of Misa, is considered a day of bitterness of Aninus. How can he learn that shot in the Braisa? Amrav sheshes ayim Kvura kroi. You're right. The Misa happened yesterday. Today's already Monday. The question is, how far to stretch the Aninus status of the Yom Kavura, which is only the Rabbana? Yom Misa is the Raisa, but yet now it's Yom Kavura. According to Tanakama, until the end of the day. According to Rebbe, until 5 o'clock, the time of Kavura. Maskal Rav Yisrael, Reis has a kasha on Rav Sheshes Zibshat. Elo, Adaktonis, how do we understand the Mishnah? Listen to this Mishnah. Hashemei al Meisa, Kimalaka dat Samais. If one was informed about a close relative that passed away, Kimalaka dat Samais has the status of Malaka dat Samais, which means, in both cases, Toiva loicha bakashim l'erev, so tonight he could eat karbonis. That's because it was only a Shmua. It was only in Malaka dat Samais. But apparently, Mechlal, the Yom Kvura, but it's really Yom Kvura, Afilu, l'erev nami liyachal. It spills over into, even to the following night. Homanis, who's speaking in this Mishnah? Totally inconsistent with the two opinions mentioned earlier, who both hold that the following night is free. Elatrits. So you have to sort of modify that price to make it work. It reads like this. Admasai, mis oinin and olof. To a point where the relatives conduct themselves in a state of aninus. Kolei se'ayon. Throughout the day of Kvura, Vilela, and the following night. That's the Tanakam. We add the night as well. Rabbi Oimer, no. Kol zman she nikbar. Alas, until he was buried. Aval nikbar. Vilela. Okay, so let's say burial took a couple of days until then. But if he was buried, the Aninus only extends to the end of that day without the following night. So here's the machlekes regarding the Laila after Yom Kivur. Is it part or not? Rabbi says no. Tanakama says yes. Rabbi Yirmiyah wasn't happy with this teretz. Amrur kamei the Rabbi Yirmiyah. Chachamim presented Rabbi Yosef's answer to Rabbi Yirmiyah, which turns out that Rabbi is more lenient. Right? He holds of a shorter zman than the Chacham. Omar, he responds, Gavar Rabbi Rabbi Yosef. Can it be so that a great man like Rabbi Yosef, Lema Hachi, would present it in this fashion? Lema the Rabbi Lekulat Rabbi is more lenient when it comes to these halachas of aninus than the Tanakam. He gives a shorter time frame. At the time we have a brice that he gives a longer time frame. I'm not saying missing Allah. So when is aninus? Kolz mashal nikbar. I feel like the Sarah Yom Divir Rebbe. Rebbe says, could take 10 days until the Kvura. V'chacham yo'imrim. So until, you know, until the Kvura and even the following night. V'chacham yo'imrim. Ein mes'oinin alav. Ela oisayim l'vat. Chacham say only during daytime. It doesn't stretch into the following night. So if anything, you see that Rebbe covers the night, Chacham exclude the night. Okay, so how could you propose that in the earlier brisa, Rebbe seems to say just the opposite? Elot Ritzach, rather, the correct modification to that brisa is like this. Admasa humus in alof. Until when does aninus stretch? The day of Kvura, right? If it's not the Yom of Misa, so it's just the day of Kvura, day only, not Belay Leila without the following night. Rabbi Aymer, no. Kozmash Nikbar. As long as the Kvura hasn't taken place, he's an Ainin. Vim Nikbar. And if the Kvura did take place, meaning when the Kvura actually happens, Toivis Leiloi, it stretches into the night as well. Okay, there's a discussion about why Rebbe had used this you know, Lashon of Kozman, but the point is the night covered? Is the night included in the Aninus of Yom Kivura? Tanakama says, no, Rebbe says yes. So in fact, Rebbe is Machmer. But in any case, here's the Machlekes Tanoi that we were looking for. To Yom Kivura, he died yesterday, and today's the Kivura. Aninus the Rabbanon stretches into the night, yes or no? Machlekes Tanoi. Amru Kamei, the Rav. So Bnei Yeshiva presented Rabbi Yirmiyah's most recent shot to Rav. And so Rabbi responded, Midukama Rabbi, Yom Kippurah Toifas Leila Midrabbanan. From the fact that Rabbi says that Yom Kippurah stretches into the following night Midrabbanan. Mechlal Yom Yisrael Toifas Leila Midrabbanan. Sounds like it sounds like the Yom Misa itself, the day that he died, with the Aninus is Menat Torah, would affect its night as well, the following night, Menat Torah. Because otherwise, you know, the Chacham would not include the night in the Aninus of Yom of Kavura if we don't find a similar phenomenon Menat Torah by the Yom Misa. Basically, Rabbanan take a concept that we find Menat Torah and apply it even to cases which is only with the Rabbanan. So once we know that the Aninus of Yom Misa is Menat Torah and it covers its following night, the night after, likewise, with the Rabbanan on Yom Kavura, which is not Yom Misa, where the Aninus is only the Rabbanan, they modeled it, they patterned it in similar fashion. Okay, so that's that must be understood that even according to that according to all shittas, the aninus of a yom misa stretches into the following night as well. At least according to Rebbe, right? Vesava Rebbe aninus laila d'oraisa. Is that true? That according to Rebbe, the night after yom misa, he's an enem natura. The Raisa Batani, we have a Braisa, which relates to the story in Parsha Shmini where they had burnt one of the Karbonis on the 8th day of Miluim due to the tragic incident that happened when Nadav Abihu died, and Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know why they burned the Karb, why don't you eat it? And Aaron HaKohen responded, he says, yeah, we can't eat it today, but tonight we could eat it. Hein HaYoyim. So I couldn't eat it today because we're Einanim, right? Ani hayayim asur, v'layla muter. So, in this situation, where the karbanos are timely karbanos, not regular, ordinary, you know, generational karbanos. It's called heruas shah, special karbanos on occasion of the miluim. So, although today during daytime I can't eat it, but tonight I was planning on eating it. V'ladayres bein b'yayim bein v'layla asur. And the diyuk from Hayyim is that only this, hein, only these karbanos can be eaten today, can be eaten tonight, not today but tonight. But other karbanos throughout, you know, the doiris, regular karbanos, don't have this special dispensation, because here we're stuck with the only kahanim around. But otherwise, there are many kahanim around, and there's no dispensation for an oinen to eat the following night either. Typically, regular karbanos cannot be eaten on the day of the tragedy and the following night either. That should be the sheet. So clearly, the oinein status extends into the night after Yom Misa as well. Rabbi Omer, no, aninus laila, aninus status on the following night, einam divrei Torah elam divrei Sofrim. It's never menat Torah, it's only the Rabbanan. Clearly, Rabbi holds aninus laila of even Yom HaMisa is only the Rabbanan. And earlier we said the fact that Rebbe considers the aninus of Yom HaKavura as one that stretches into the following night clearly depicts his opinion regarding that by Yom HaMisa, which is aninus min HaTorah, it certainly carries on into the following night as well. Otherwise he wouldn't, you know, never say so by the Yom HaKavura. And here in the most recent Brisa, he says otherwise. Rebbe says, Aninus Laila. Of even the Yom HaMisa is only the Rabbanan. Lailam, the Rabbanan. He says, well, you're right. The night after Yom HaMisa is only the Rabbanan. V'chachamim. And answer your question. If so, why would they apply Aninus on the night after Yom HaKavura? V'chachamim. Asur chizuk l'devreim. Yoisim shal Torah. Chachamim made a chizuk. They reinforced, they strengthened. L'devrayim, the aninus of Yom HaKavura, which is merely the Rabbanan, even more than the Torah did regarding its Yom Aninus, i.e. the Yom HaMisa. Meaning, although, when it comes to the aninus min HaTorah, the original one of Yom HaMisa, min HaTorah only extends until the end of the day, Chacham added to that, and covered the night as well, even regarding Yom HaKavura, which to begin with is only the Rabbanan. To give it a fullness, a consistency, and treat the day and the following night as one unit. The night always follows the day regarding karbanos, right? You bring karban today, you eat it tonight. So regarding karbanos, at least, we find that it's one and the same, whether it's Yom HaMisa or Yom HaKfir. Okay, the bottom line is we discovered the machlekes that we were looking for, status of the night after Yom HaKfura. So regarding Yom HaMisa itself, certainly in the Torah, regarding the following night, that's a question. And regarding Yom HaKfura, which is certainly the Rabbanon, another question is whether it extended into the following night. We discussed an interesting concept called Achilas Psachim Me'akva. We had a couple of answers. And that apparent contradiction regarding Rav Shimon's allowing or disallowing an Oinen to bring a Korban Pesach. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rav.